Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are on day 31. Family, listen, we made it. 31 days. Now, there were some days, to God be the glory, where I wasn't able to come on because the Lord shifted me in assignment. Amen. Other things had taken place where there were souls involved. Amen. An opportunity to witness and show love and fellowship. To God be all glory, honor, thanks, and praise. But we were yet here praying, praying on your behalf, interceding on your behalf, thanking God for what He has done, what He's yet doing, and what He is about to do. I'm telling you, my heart is just so full, and not heavy, but full. You know, I remember my mom was saying, I'm just full. Hallelujah. Full of what? Full of joy. Full of happiness. Glory to God. For all the things that the Lord has done, what He is doing right now, what He has promised, hallelujah, how He has kept us and sustained us and keeps us moving forward, hallelujah. Ain't nobody but the devil trying to keep you moving backwards. Come on here. Now, if God so sees fit to hold you up for a minute, amen, it's Him that's allowing it and doing it. Why? Because He knows how to keep us out of harm's way. He knows how to make sure we're prepared for the blessing so that when it comes, we won't waste it or squander it or be ungrateful and be bad brats. Hallelujah. He knows exactly what to do and when and how to do it. And He has been and always is and forever will be faithful. Whew, that's why I'm full tonight, y'all. I'm just so grateful to the Lord. I've been thinking about this time of year, how on last year it was my first holy day season without my daddy. Amen. My natural daddy, that is, with Thanksgiving and Christmas. But the Lord has, do you hear what I'm saying to y'all? He has kept me. I'm living proof that God will wipe every tear from your eye. He bottles up your tears. Jesus truly is the Prince of Peace, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, it is a comforter. Come on, you know it's true. There are some things the enemy used to try to take you out completely all this year. But, you're here right now. With a mind to praise Him. And you better do it. Listen, I'm not letting no rocks fly out for me. He's worthy of our praise. Well, He so deserves it. He so deserves it. Yes, and so much more. Come on, stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at the natural. Begin to speak those things that be not as though they were. I don't care what giant is staring you in the face. You better remember who your God is. If you can't remember, don't skip the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The enemy don't like praise. Come on. Why? Because the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. I dare you to start praising Him. Jesus will come right on down. Get in your midst and manifest Himself. Now, hear me. God is here all the time. And what I'm saying is His manifested presence, His glory, because Shia will show up asunder as you praise Him. So let no devil shut your mouth. Come on, He's your God and you're His child. And it's so glad for you. Glory to God. Praise Him. Amen. We have so much to be grateful for. I want to get into this word. The Lord has instructed me to share this word with you all tonight. And then we're going to go right into our 31st day prayer. Woo! Lord, Lord, Lord. Listen, I want you to continue to keep Let's Talk About Love in your prayers. God is downloading some instructions for us to do some new things as the year is coming in, the new year. We have had the blessing, the honor, the treasure of my spiritual mom, who I call Auntie, amen, who really is my biological cousin, Evangelist Marie Gordon, that has come on and blessed us. I'm telling you, the responses have been so wonderful. How the Lord has used her to reach these souls on the radio. I'm humbled. I really am. And she will be back on. Hallelujah. To teach us. Come on, to share the bread of life with us and feed us. Amen. What thus saith the Lord as the new year rolls in. Amen. So stay posted. I'll keep you posted with that. Stay tuned and be looking out for announcements and things. And we're just going to keep going forward in the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. Don't you? Don't you want to be ready when Jesus comes? Don't you want to be found doing his work and giving him glory in spirit and in truth? Not just working. Come on here. He says faith with works. And it's not by your works that you're saved. It's by grace. All right? Amen. So we have a package deal going on here. You, it don't make no sense for you to be flying all that chicken for the usher board committee and your soul outside. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's a heart matter. Hallelujah. Remember the theme? This 31 days was all or nothing. Coming out of Matthew. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind. Amen. All of thy heart, thy mind, thy strength. Amen. All of thy might. Come on. He wants everything. Doesn't he deserve it and more? Yes. So what do? We keep asking him to clean us up. Ooh, Lord, search our hearts. My mama always taught me that. Whenever she would pray, Lord, ponder. Ponder our hearts. Look through and through. Make sure everything is right. And whatever's not right, bring it up. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yes, he will. Sanctify you. By the washing of water. Of his word. We've got to be in the word, y'all. Amen. Not no sugarcoat and candy when you need Brussels sprouts. Come on. Hallelujah. Some stuff you got to eat, you may not necessarily like it, but you need it. Come on, in order to grow. Yes, the word of God has been given unto us for reproof, for correction, instruction. Sometimes we got to be chastised. It's all right. A good father chastens his children. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's get into the word quickly. We're in Joshua chapter 3. Ooh, let's read this. This is about the miraculous crossing of the Jordan River. We're about to cross over, y'all. Now, please understand something. I had something else in mind to share, but the Holy Spirit, glory to God, I wanted to tell the people that God is crossing his children over into a place of special, supernatural manifestation in this 2016 that is coming. Now, that don't mean that ain't no tears coming. Doesn't mean that there's not a fight involved. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We yet have to war. Amen? But we're going on through with our weapons in our hands. With a prize. Hell! Come on here. And with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, we are. We are victorious. Amen. And we are going to receive all that the Lord has for us. Isn't that right? As he uses us, come on, as he puts us in the right place at the right time, and as we what? Humble ourselves so that he will get the glory, not us. Amen. Okay. That's what we're really going to read this time. Chapter 3, Joshua. Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. Now, mind you, the spies had already gone over to check out the land. Amen? Amen. They have faith. When you read up a little further, you'll find that they had already gone to spy out the land. Glory to God. The Lord had allowed, amen, them to check out Jericho and see what was the details, if you will, of the assignment, what warfare they would be up against, what battle they would have to fight. See, that's why, let me explain something to y'all. Whenever the Lord gives you a word about something he's going to do, ding, 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 that's your cue to start fasting and praying. Whenever he tells you, I want you to do so-and-so, or I'm about to do so-and-so, that is the time for you to buckle down and shut in your mind, in your spirit, come on, in your body, to seek the Lord, consecrate, to draw nigh so that you can hear everything that he has to say, so that your spirit will be in tune, come on, and your flesh brought under complete subjection to the Holy Ghost. All right. So before they embarked on their assignment, they went to go check things out. Ha-la-la-ba-ba-sha. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. The Lord tells you, listen, I want you to write a book this year, or I want you to open up a business this year. I want you to start having Bible study. I want you to go volunteer at the shelter. Whatever it is, begin to fast and pray so that you will be prepared. Amen. You want to be what? A vessel unto honor. All right. Amen. Okay. So, let's read that again. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Oh, God, help me. The instruction from the officers to the people of God was, we're getting ready to go over this Jordan because we have some land and territory and blessing to obtain and possess. But this is how we're going to go down. Glory to God. He said, listen, when you see the word of God, which is representative, what? Represented by the Ark of the Covenant, and you see the priest carrying it, when you see the word, follow the word. I have to tell somebody that tonight. Listen, I don't care what comes, what goes, what gimmicks, what Google does, come on up in here. You know the devil got gimmicks in the church. I don't care who says what, follow the word. That's your cue, that's your signal, that's your, come on here, your compass. Don't follow nothing and nobody else but the word of God. Amen. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So that means if they ain't following Christ, you best not go. Okay. Okay. Amen. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through, okay, they gave that commandment, yet there shall be a space between you and it. All right, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. You're not going to go ahead of God now. Hello? He sends his word to give us instruction. So we have, listen, I like how they put that. He said, don't get too close to the ark now. You remember in the Old Testament, when anybody that touched that ark died, dropped dead. It happened to Uzziah, remember? In Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, King Uzziah was disobedient and thought he was big and bad and could touch the ark and got tore up. He was killed instantly. You can't play with God's heart. Don't play with his word. He's not a toy. Yes. The Bible says here that the Israelites were given instructions to follow the word. You're not going to just play and mishandle God's word. There's a price to pay for that. All right. Follow it so that you can what? Know where to go. Let the word of God lead you. Thy word, oh God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Ooh, yes, Lord. All right? So that you can know the way that you must go. For ye have not passed this way before. Listen, let me tell y'all something. 2016, under the Bosa. Although King Solomon said there is nothing new under the sun, the Lord says to tell you, behold, I do a new thing. There's some things I'm getting ready to manifest. Some things I'm getting ready to do in your life. Some things I'm getting ready to do in your house, in your family, in your marriage, in your health. Things that you ain't never seen before. That's why you got to let the word lead you. Come on, Mamsi. Anytime the Lord makes an announcement from heaven, here come the devil. Come on. Like he did in the garden. Did God really say? That's why you got to have the word in your belly. You got to let the word go before you. Let God go before you. Amen. He will be with you and be your real reward. Let's read verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves. Woo! God had already told them what he was getting ready to do. What were they to do? Just get up and go? No. Sanctify yourself. Consecrate. Oh, be in the place of deep prayer and meditation. Studying the word. Oh, lay him before God. Oh, Mama Shandi. Oh, I hear somebody up there saying, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Oh, he's going to do it for you. I said, he's going to do it for you. Don't be, listen to me. You can watch a movie another time, okay? You can go out with the girls or the boys another time. Give God your time and watch what he's getting ready to do with your life. Come on here. Hallelujah. Look at what happened. Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. Lord, have mercy. Tomorrow brings in the new year. The Lord will do wonders among you. I'm telling you again, thus saith the Lord unto you, beloved, 2016 is a year of supernatural, miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles. I love it all. And God wants to bless you. He wants to use you. He wants to use you to bring forth miracles, salvation, deliverance, healing, oh, to a dying world. Get it up here. Get ready so you can cross over. Hallelujah. Then Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people. It's time to go. They took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. They went ahead of them. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day, God help me, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, Lord, I love you, so I will be with thee. Woo! Do you remember when Moses died? The first thing that the Lord said to Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant is dead. Forget about yesterday's bread. Forget about the former things. For behold, I'm doing a new thing. In the same way, my Lord, I was with Moses. Joshua, I'm going to be with you. Don't you worry about it. Be thou strong and of a good courage. Lord knows I need that word tonight because I've been feeling like, my God, Lord, I feel like I'm leaving my loved ones behind. Even though you took them home to be with you, I am a monster. He reminds me right now, I'm the same God that was with your daddy. I'm the same God that brought your auntie. I'm the same God today, today, and forever. I will show you my hand. You can trust me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Look at what happened. Verse 8. And thou shalt command the priest that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Ooh, listen, Jordan is the place of miracles. Do you hear? I said Jordan is the place of miracles. You know where your miracle is birthed out? Through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Revival is birthed out where? In prayer. Uh-huh. Jordan and your Koshma, the place of overflow and blessing, is birthed out in your prayer closet. Get in there and stay there. Do you hear tonight? Stand still. Be still. Don't let nothing pull you out of your prayer posture. Come on. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Lamosha and the Amorites, oh, and the Jebusites. All of those battles. All of the, oh God, the tactics and the tricks and the imps and the demons the enemy tried to use to set you back. God said, I'm going to drive them out before you. Without fail, don't you worry about it. The enemy that you see this day, you shall see no more. Forget. Oh, you will never see them again. You will never see them again forever. It's finished. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout right now. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what he said. He said, you're going to know. Joshua said, this is going to be the sign. This is how you're going to know. Listen, your enemies ain't going to be able to withstand you. They're not going to be able to stand. Come on, here. Yes, you've had a rough time this year. Yes, you've gone through some things. Yes, it seemed like you never would end. I said, God, look at what, let me read it again. Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you. I'm not talking about Buddha or Dalai Lama or Hare Krishna or Allah. I said, the living God. The true living God. This is how you're going to know that he's among you, that he will without fail. He can't fail. You know that. He's going to drive out from this for you. Look at the ice, Canaanites. That might be financial ice. Come on here. Hallelujah. Hittites. A husband or wife ice. Come on. Divorce ice. Whatever. Come on. Children ice and up ice. Hittites. Where we at? Paris ice. More bills than money. Come on here. Godless ice. Sickness in your body ice. And the Amorites, oh God, the mortgage is due. Oh, my son, the ice, the giants, like Goliath, because of the motion. We got one more. The judges, like, Lord, there are souls in my family that just don't seem to want to come on your side. Ice. Then I'm a child of my prophet for you. Oh, deliverance is coming. It's on the way, it's on the way. In Jesus' name, look, behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. Got to carry the word, all right, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon in heap. God is getting ready to perform a miracle. Oh, my God. Shall we pray on that wise? Shall we remember what the Lord has spoken? Amen. Through this word, he's getting ready to cause his people to come over into a place of wealth. Hear me. I'm not just talking about cha-ching. I'm not talking about money per se, although that is included. He said, seek ye first, right? The kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Listen, I'm talking about spiritual blessings. Some of you have been believing God for a deeper walk, more intimacy. Some of you have been believing him for deliverance, more peace of mind. How? For love, Lord, remove the bitterness out of my heart, the hatred, the resentment, that bad feeling of rejection, like I have to buy friends, all of that. He's fixing tonight. Hallelujah. You will not carry it into 2016. And every time it tries to show up his face, you better say, you back there. Get behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus, I'm across the limit. And the Lord promised me that he's driving out every giant spirit ahead of me. Every enemy must go in the name of Jesus. Come on, you got to exercise your authority according to what? How you feel? No. According to your emotions and feelings? No. According to the word of God. Recognize that that was their template, their model, their tour guide, if you will. The GPS, yeah, that. They knew which way to go because the word of God went before them. Hallelujah. That's what we want to ask the Lord to do. We know he's going to do it because he just said it through the word, right? Hallelujah. The place, a wealthy place of miracles, manifestation of God's glory, deliverance, salvation, not just for you but for your loved ones, another glory of relationship and intimacy with Christ. New tongues, come on. Hallelujah, gifts that you didn't even know you had being manifested. 2016 is holding it, and we're crossing over with the word of the Lord on before us, Jesus himself. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, We come before you tonight giving you praise, glory, honor, and thanks for who you are in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we love you. We want to say thank you for bringing us another day. Thank you for bringing us another week. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us another month. Thank you for another year. Oh, God, you brought us. Oh, God, from the muck and mire of sin. Father, you brought us through the midnight hour of tears and torment. Oh, my God, you brought us. You brought us, my God, from rejection and hurt feelings, even in our families. Hallelujah. And even though we may be still going through some things, we want to thank you for banging down your gavel of judgment, even right now upon your throne of grace, against the powers of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus that cast the accuser of the brethren down tonight. That cleanses us and washes us and purges us from all of our sins. We want to thank you for your forgiveness tonight. We confess that we've been real raggedy about our walk with you. Some of us, my God, is backsliding all the way. Some of us have been barely hanging on by a thread. Some of us, my God, you have kept us up to the level Sunday before we were able to throw the towel in. We just want to say thank you, and we're sorry for every way that we may have compromised, that we have agreed with sin but for a moment, that we have engaged in activities, including conversations that we should not. That we should not have, my God, those things that we know to do, that we have procrastinated and not done. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Grant us a clean slate tonight. We refuse to go into the new year. We refuse to go into the next moment with yesterday's bread. Even as you provided fresh manna in the wilderness for your children, we want to thank you for fresh manna. We want to thank you for the newness of life. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that gets rid of the dross and the residue, the leftovers of the enemy's garbage. We will not be Satan's dumping ground ever again. We lift up the temples of our bodies right unto you, God. Our bodies are not our own, but they are your temple. We lift up every gate of the temple. Our eyes, our ears, our mouths, our nose, our hands and our feet. And we declare them holy and sanctified for you. Nothing evil, nothing dirty will be able to enter. We endeavor to consecrate ourselves before you as you take us into the promised land. We want to thank you for your promises that are yes and amen. We can't cross over into your promises by ourselves. And there are some things you promised for our children, for our children's children, even for us, for the community, for the church, for the nation. We can't go over without your supernatural wonder working power. We're not moving without your word. So we ask you to go before us. Be with us and be our rear guard as we go into the new year. We give you glory. We give the year back to you. Have your way. Be thou glorified. Be thou magnified. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy, happy, happy new year to you, beloved ones. Thank you for being here with us in prayer and in encouragement and in support. If it be the Lord's will, we'll be right back here next week, Wednesday, with our 2016 Let's Talk About Love broadcast. I love you guys. Stay encouraged. Bye-bye.